From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A big vote is underway at this very moment on the Senate floor. At stake is a bid by Democrats to start debating and amending one of President Obama's top priorities, a bill to re-regulate Wall Street and protect consumers. NPR's David Wellna is watching the vote. He joins us now from the Capitol. And David, we should explain this is not an up or down vote on the overhaul itself. This has to happen first, right? What's going on?
Right. Melissa, this vote is to end a GOP filibuster that's blocking Democrats from actually taking up the financial regulatory bill. It takes 60 senators to override a filibuster, and there are only 59 in the Democratic caucus. So they'd have to snare the vote of at least one Republican today to move ahead on that bill. But so far that hasn't happened, and GOP leaders have said that they're keeping their members together on this vote. They say Democrats are rushing the bill, but they also know that the GOP would not likely be able to round up 60 votes to amend it once it's on the Senate floor. So they'd rather cut a deal with Democrats when it's still the Democrats who need to pick up a Republican vote to move ahead. But Democrats don't seem to be backing down on this. They're pretty confident that they've got a winning issue here with voters and that in the end they will prevail. They think that by opposing this bill, Republicans have pretty much painted themselves into a corner. And I don't think Democrats would be terribly disappointed if this filibuster does not end today. They think every time Republicans vote against this, the prospects for Democrats in the November midterms just get better.
Well, what happens if Democrats can't muster the 60 votes they need on this cloture vote to begin debate today?
I think it's a certainty Democrats won't give up if they don't end the filibuster today. They're likely to schedule another vote like this one later this week and dare Republicans again to block the bill. And Republicans now say they're going to, for the first time, offer a rival alternative bill. In the meantime, backroom negotiations will likely continue, and Democrats could make a concession or two, which would give Republicans some political cover to switch their votes next time. We'll also see President Obama and Treasury Secretary Geithner talking this up in the heartland tomorrow and Wednesday. They'll be stopping in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois, all of which just happen to have Senate races this fall. Mm-hmm. And the need for new rules for Wall Street will be further underscored tomorrow when Goldman Sachs CEO and Chairman Lloyd Blankfein gets grilled by the Senate Investigations Committee about his firm's role in the mortgage meltdown.
Now, David, there have been a lot of negotiations on this financial overhaul bill leading up to this vote today. They clearly have not come far enough to get an agreement. What are the major differences that remain between Democrats and Republicans on this bill?
There are still some pretty big differences. One of them is over how much enforcement authority a new Consumer Financial Products Protection entity would have and over whom. Republicans say what Democrats have proposed would be bad for business. They also differ on the whole question of too big to fail. Republicans want more ironclad guarantees that taxpayers won't be put on the hook for future bank failures. And Republicans also don't like the bills forcing banks to spin off derivatives trading. Democrats say, fine, bring your proposals to the Senate floor and offer amendments to change the bill, but let us at least get started on that debate.
And David, there's a lot of talk, too, about two other big issues on Capitol Hill, climate change and immigration. What's happening with legislation on both of those issues?
Well, it's very uncertain right now what's going to happen with those. Majority Leader Harry Reid allowed last week that he would take up a big immigration policy overhaul before turning to climate change and energy legislation, which had been expected to come up first. And that prompted South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, the one Republican who's co-sponsoring both those pieces of legislation, to back out over the weekend on the climate bill, which was to have been introduced here at the Senate today. And, you know, Graham's been under a lot of pressure from fellow Republicans to drop his support for both bills. And he, in turn, asserts that Majority Leader Reid is pulling what he calls a cynical political ploy by putting the immigration bill first. And, you know, Reid is in a tough reelection battle, and his home state of Nevada has a lot of Latino voters pushing for new immigration laws. But Democrats say the tough immigration bill that Arizona signed into law last week is why the federal government needs to deal with this urgently. And whether such a bill could actually pass is far from certain, but Democrats hope to lock in Latino support by bringing it up.
Okay. NPR's David Wellna reporting from the Capitol. David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.